Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story Break, a holiday episode, because it's going to be coming out on Thanksgiving, United States Thanksgiving. This is a writer's room podcast where three
Thanksgiving is a day where the entire world gets to be thankful that America exists. You're welcome.
You're welcome, world. Three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. I'm your host, Freddie Wong.
Wait, so are you saying Thanksgiving is everybody else thanks us for existing?
Yeah, they say we're giving thanks to America.
I've been doing Thanksgiving wrong all the time. I've been saying what I'm thankful for. So people should be thanking me.
Yeah. Yeah. All of your international friends.
All right.
And then you should be apologizing to Native Americans.
That's the part of Thanksgiving I don't like as much. It's a complicated holiday.
All right. This episode's about Pokemon.
Introduce yourself, folks.
I need to introduce myself. I want to be a screenwriter. The best there ever was.
Do you, though? Do you really want to be the best there ever was? Like, yeah. Honestly? Or would you settle for, like,
as we established
tier?
Last week, I am already a mechazord of all 100 greatest screenwriters of all time, including Lee Brackett, including William Goldman, including Nora Ephron, including... Will Campos is what they all make.
I see.
My name's Matt Ketchum, and I'm just a little boy in Pallet Town just hoping to make my mom proud.
Also, I have a daughter.
And I'm married to somebody actually called Ash. Yeah, all right. Pokemon. I'm excited. I've been playing Pokemon Sword and Shield. Have you guys?
No, I haven't.
I have not played. Oh, go ahead.
I have never played the Pokemon game.
All right, so phrase out of this podcast. Will, have you played a Pokemon game?
I played the first one, and then I got the 3DS one, Moon Juice.
I played Pokemon Moon Juice. So you played Moon. Did you play Red or Blue the first time?
I don't remember. I think I played Red. I think my sister had Blue and I had Red.
You guys do know that in Pokemon you get to collect just cute animals. How have you not been playing this like your whole life?
That's fair.
So Matt is going to be our Pokemaster this episode. And we have a very fun idea for how we're going to do our Pokemon movie. Freddie, why don't you explain it?
Here's what we do. We got three people on here. And as you know, everybody in Pokemon has to pick a starter Pokemon. What if we made a movie about three Pokemon? We each pick one using a random Pokemon generator. We'll read the Pokedex entry that comes with said Pokemon. And it is on us to make a movie with those three Pokemon.
Do we want to necessarily make it with all three, or are we picking one?
Oh, I thought we were going to do like it's all three of them team up.
Oh, okay.
That's like a little trio.
I guess all three
of them should be in the movie, because maybe one of them will be the bad guy.
Maybe.
All right, we'll say this. All three of them will be in the movie.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
that makes sense.
All right.
Because usually in Pokemon, you only get one starter Pokemon. The other two are kind of by the wayside.
Okay,
in fact, one of them usually is joined by your rival, gets another one, and the third one just dies, I guess. The third one's out of the game.
Professor Oak takes it out back.
Shoots it.
What if you did a movie about the starter that doesn't get picked?
Oh, well, that could be what we do.
All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Origin story. All right. Okay, all right. So I'm on
let's
random.
Let's go one at a time.
Wait, real quick.
Okay.
Mom Pokemon is a game where there's like a bunch of cute little monsters and you roam around the world collecting them because you're a 10-year-old boy who...
enslaving them and fighting.
Dog fights animals for sport.
It is dog fighting the game. It's a very weird...
It's Disney's dog fighting the game with cute,
How
cuddly
someone
monsters.
How has not done basically the Pokemon game, but then it's just the cutest dog breeds?
There are a lot of Pokemons are cute dog breeds. Pokemon is definitely... What's that experiment where they showed like how quickly it would take for somebody to start shocking somebody on the other side?
The Milgram experiment.
Pokemon is that. It's like how quickly can you get... Because even like my wife, she played Pokemon Go, but she had never played actual Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Shield and Sword. She started. She's like, wait, you fight these?
No
About
way.
About 4 minutes later, it's like, this is so cute. I'm going to kill every Pokemon I find and catch them all. It is like the ultimate game of how quickly can it make you feel comfortable with something morally reprehensible because of how cute it is.
I'm on randompokemon.com.
All right, Frank clearly wants to go first.
On randompokemon.com?
Right, yep.
On my mark, 3, 2, 1, mark. Now we're going to the
Pokedex. No.
Now we're going to the Pokedex.
No.
This is one of my least favorite Pokemons.
To try and figure out who and what these are. So I'm at the Pokedex now.
Oh, God. Oh, I see. Okay, I see what mine is now. It looked weird for a second, but now I get it because I see where its eyes are. Okay, I'll go. I got Musharna. Number 518, Musharna is a psychic-type Pokemon who seems to be like a little, like, purple, little kind of teddy bear looking thing.
Musharna.
At first, like, I guess it has like this, what looked to me like, frankly, like a placenta coming out of it. But I guess
this looks like an egg that's farting.
It looks like I'm looking at like one ovary right now. But apparently the tube coming out of it is actually pink mist. And it's the mist that it emanates from their forehead, which is packed with the dreams of people and Pokemon.
If you want another picture in your head, it looks like a very cute purple anteater curled up ready to go to bed.
Yes, it's like a baby adorable anteater that emits a mist packed with the dreams of people and Pokemon. Ladies and gentlemen, Musharna is maybe Musharna is like actually the elder deity of the entire Pokemon universe, and we are all living in the dream of this slumbering ancient god.
Okay.
All right. It's very good. All
I
right.
have Treecko. Treecko looks like basically tree and then CKO, like as if you took the word tree and gecko and slammed them together.
Is that what the thing looks like?
Yeah, it looks like a gecko.
It looks like a gecko. He looks
That's
like
a gecko.
He
Pokemon.
Looks like a rude. He looks like a rude lizard with with some kind of like baseball glovey looking tail in some pictures. A big fat tail.
Read the
Here's
Pokedex.
A Pokedex entry. Treecko is cool, calm, and collected. It never panics under any situation. If a bigger foe were to glare at this Pokemon, it would glare right back without conceding an inch of ground. Small details here. Treecko's small hooks on the bottom of its feet that enable it to scale vertical walls. So he can walk on walls, and he's a cool, rude gecko.
All right. Are you guys ready for your world to end?
Okay.
Okay. I got maybe my least favorite Pokemon of all time.
Did you get the ice cream cone?
No. This is Exeggcute. So E-X, okay. Egg, cute. It's just a bunch of eggs. Okay. So here's the important thing.
Wait, what?
It is for
Wait,
those...
Wait, you got five eggs.
So
you
for got, those,
this Pokemon six, is six eggs.
And one of them is broken so you can see the yolk, and they all just have faces, and they're all cracked. Okay, but here's... Okay, so we're going to go through this because there's a lot to talk about with Exeggcute because it's one of the original. Here's you guys realize there's multiple Pokédex, so I'm going to read a bunch of them. Here we go.
Okay.
From red versus blue, often mistaken for eggs. I wonder why. When disturbed, they quickly gather and attack in swarms. On yellow, it said the heads attract each other and spin around. There must be six heads for it to maintain balance. Gold says the shell is very durable. Even if it cracks, it can survive without spilling the contents.
The contents?
Yes.
What's the contents?
Okay, this is actually very weird because, yes, as Matt just pointed out, like if you look at the six eggs in the Exeggcute thing, the Exeggcute, one of them is a cracked open egg.
With now, no face.
The rest of them, the face is clearly on the shell. They all have faces. And then one of them has no face and an exposed yolk. So is one of them just like the mangled corpse of the rest of the...
This may help.
And by the way, I'm looking at a picture of the Exeggcute in an anime. Every group of six has a dead one. It's not just like this one's a fun, quirky picture of one and there's one that's cracked. Everyone has one that's been cracked open.
Okay. It says the six eggs converse.
Oh, you're right.
The six eggs converse using telepathy. They can gather quickly if they become separated. And then in Moon, it clarifies six of them together form a full-fledged Pokemon.
What is five?
I don't know. It is often hunted by Crab Brawler that uses psychokinesis to drive it off.
Okay.
An omelet man.
I need to clarify one more thing, too, because this is very important. Okay. You guys have to look at what their evolution is, because these eggs can turn into two things. One is the Exeggutor, which is a palm tree, but instead of coconuts, it's eggs.
It turns into a palm
with
tree?
With feet. It's the craziest shit ever. And then the other version... The other version it can evolve into is a palm tree with eggs and feet, but then it also has a tail and is bent over, so it kind of looks like
a
brontosaurus.
Big dragon.
So a clutch of six eggs evolves into a tree dinosaur is what you're telling
you're
me.
You're kidding.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Well, we got cool gecko, we got a dreaming cute anteater, and we got six hell eggs.
This is David Lynch's Pokemon movie. My God.
I don't know. I mean, you guys want to try to get all three in here, so I'm trying to... I feel like the eggs are the bad guys.
Or you do, it's one of the eggs goes missing, the other five have to find go them, find them.
Because they're not a real Pokemon without...
That's what people want when they say, I'm going to a Pokemon movie, is a movie about five eggs.
Follow-up of Detective Pikachu is five eggs go looking for their lost egg. they roll around the city.
Or it's okay. Just the broken egg is looking for the rest of the other eggs.
The broken egg doesn't even have a face.
I know that's what's like. That's what's like, it's like the Mandalorian. It's like how much emotion can you get out of a broken egg?
The broken egg just speaks with a yolk. It's just like a yellow fluid. No! Just like moving around.
Okay,
there.
Yes, it's E.T., but this Ash Ketchum kid is like he found this broken weird egg in the woods, and it's trying to get back to its brood clutch of other eggs before they evolve into the tree, because if it doesn't get back, then it'll just be on its own forever.
Oh, I want to clarify, for people happening? Who don't play Pokemon, one of the things you can breed Pokemon. Not all Pokemon. Not all Pokemon have male or female genders. This does. So if you were to go to the Pokemon daycare, which is where Pokemon fuck in Pokemon, you'd bring them to the daycare. You
and then it would have off, to meet a, you would a drop, lady six
you
eggs?
You would drop off 12 eggs. And then you would get six back from
Nothing
it.
Nothing has convinced me more that gender is an illusion than the sentence you just read to me.
It's like the daycare walk in. There's just 12 eggs rolling around. Like, oh no.
I do not understand. Because, okay, this says, even if they...
I knew we were going to get distracted the moment we got
it,
eggs.
It says, even if they crack, they can...
I'm so happy!
even if they crack, they can survive without spilling their contents, which means that the open-air egg is... It won't spill?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Here's another little piece of info. This makes sense. Even though it appears to be eggs of some sort, it was discovered to be a life form more like plant seeds. That's why they turn into plants. They're more
so
like
they
seeds.
Look like eggs, but they're really seeds.
But that doesn't really help why that's six why of them six, make a creature.
It's a, so, but it's a collective consciousness.
Yes.
It's like a sort of like...
Oh, my God. The Pokemon, okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to pitch this again because I feel like this could be your shortest story break ever.
Okay.
It's your weird Ash Ketchum kid and a psychedelic, broken, hallucinatory egg that speaks to him through telecommunication. And he's trying to reunite it with the rest of its weird clutch before it evolves.
Yeah, like Ash is sitting down to have like breakfast, but he's like, that's not an egg, that's one part of X egg cute, which I gotta say in this universe has to be so fucking confusing that at any moment an egg might be a sentient plant.
What happens
that
if
can
like,
communicate with
if
psychic
like
energy?
Ash's mom like picks up one of the eggs by accident thinking it's one of the eggs that makes scrambled eggs with it.
What if it's the Ash's mom movie, right?
Oh, I was gonna
Let's talk about Ash's mom for a second. So there's always like the parent in the game that kind of sends you on your merry 10-year-old way with a backpack into the wilderness to hunt animals.
That's why Pokemon has the best parent character in all video games. Every single Pokemon starts with the mom being like, hey, the professor wants to see you. And then you come back, you're like, he wants me to travel around the world and I'm 10. She goes, all right, here's a backpack and a bunch of free shit. Like the best parent ever.
Come join this strange 40-year-old man on a world globetrotting adventure to capture weird animals.
I kind of liked where you're getting, when you were talking about Ash, I was thinking like Ash could be the bad guy. Like not really the bad guy, but it's like Ash picks up one of the eggs and captures it in a Pokeball and goes away with it. And that's like, that's how they lost their sixth member. So they're trying to hunt down this kid is like beating all the gyms and they're hearing legends and they keep having to travel through the world because they're trying to find their Pokemon brother. Because they're not real
so
Pokemon.
So you're saying we
them.
Follow the five other eggs.
And then they team up with Cool Gecko and then Dreaming Anteater to like all to go on this adventure together.
I think the way you get Anteater is we reveal at the end that we are all a shadowy reflection of the dreamscape of slumbering, terrifying dream tapir known as...
So what's interesting is that of the three that we've picked, two of them are playing in the psychic realm.
Yeah.
You know, two like one makes dream fog and the other one talks with what the fuck.
Maybe he
on?
Needs to go find Musharna to like huff her dream fog
in
order to like find.
Oh, my God. OK,
that's pretty cool.
It's a group of five and they find a cracked real egg and they're like, he has just forgotten how to speak with us. We must take it to Musharna so that he may feel the dream gas and breathe it in. And it turns out they've just been dragging around this rotting dead egg.
God. Okay, no, I thought you were going to say this. Here we go. This is the fucking beginning of the movie. They lose their sixth bro. Their sixth little egg buddy is lost from Ash Ketchum. It takes it away and runs off. And he's like,
Ash Ketchum.
And he's like, shittiest Pokemon is one egg and it's broken. So this Pokeball just sits in his pocket and he never deals with it, right?
Imprisoned.
And then cool gecko guy is like, hey, I can help out. But he's like, yo, you know, easy come, easy go. I know what you can do. You want to smoke some weed? And they're like, what? He's like, I got a place we can smoke some weed. And then he sneaks up. He's like, see that? You got to wait for it to fall asleep. And then fucking drugs comes out of their head and we have a good time. So then Cool Gecko brings the eggs over to sniff the Masharna
head
juice. But then it gives them a psychic vision of where their brother is. And then Masharna joins them on the adventure because, like, you got to come with us. Like, he's like, oh, are you kids using my brain juice for drugs again? What are you doing? He's like, no, you don't understand. Like, you just showed us where our egg brother is. We got to go. And then Masharna comes along and it's like a
three
adventure.
They see his dream because Musharna's mist is the dreams of men and Pokemon.
Oh, yes. Oh, they see the ambition of Ash. The dreams of Ash.
And they're like, but ambition is but human folly.
So they're always a step behind, though, because, like, oh, his next ambition is the grass gym and, you know, all the way in Pallet Town or whatever. So we got to go there and chase after them or whatnot. I don't quite know.
And then the true dream was their own. To be reunited.
And then
okay,
like,
so here's a fundamental question. Because I guess we're going on this hallucinatory odyssey.
This is like a cool psycho.
The eight weirdest Pokemon of all time. All right, so my question is it more compelling to be with the five eggs or the one egg? Because you got like a kind of ugly duckling situation with this other egg. Do you know what I mean? Like the egg is trying to get back
cute
to his family.
There's something cute about a little egg, and he's got a quacked head, and he's got a fine
Well,
one
you can
battle.
Follow both.
No, but like in the ugly duckling, you're not following the swans, being like, where's our baby?
Okay, here's the only thing, though.
I mean, he would if you had to pat out the ugly duckling to be like a Netflix
thing,
series.
The only thing
we're
is
not going to get to the duckling finding out that it's ugly until like episode
season two.
Episode three. That's the season one cliffhanger. Oh no, I'm not a duck. Season two, the cat that it tries to hang out with.
The only thing is.
Oh, I know that sound. It means we're entering the not fun part of the podcast.
Oh, what's the not fun part of the podcast?
Where we have to actually figure out a story for something.
Oh, no, shit.
Go ahead.
No, here's the thing. I'm just thinking about producer. Here's the thing that's good about following five eggs. Mm-hmm. I searched funniest five actors working in Hollywood. And it's super easy. It's just like, who plays Execute? It's Steve Carell, Kevin Hart, Seth Rogen, Tina Fey, and Amy Poehler. And then there you go. You got, like, are you kidding? Five of them, like, chatting away?
Point
hilarious.
Of order, point of order. Seth Rogen is clearly the sweet smoking lizard.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. There you go. So then I guess you probably, what, you throw in like Jonah. No, Jonah Hill would be the stoner.
Jonah Hill is like your weird stunt pole for Ash Ketchum.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, and then all the eggs make DreamWorks arched eyebrow face at the poster.
Like a, ooh.
And there's a song by Diplo.
I mean, there's definitely something moral, like the idea that this group of eggs feels like they, without the six of them, they are nothing. And they go to find their egg to feel completed.
The moral
and they're all
going to
learn their independence.
Wait, the moral is when your psychic link to your egg brother is broken, you should find a strange lizard and huff dream juice from the dream hole of a tapir.
Oh, you know what? Because maybe what we look, the tree that grows from the execute doesn't have six eggs. It has three eggs, which is not exactly what I wanted, but it's not six eggs. So it could be they all individually grow into their own trees.
Well, they all become trees at the end?
Yeah.
And then they become, then their personality splits into three other eggs? What the fuck are you talking
they
about?
They all grow into trees with three faces. I just like then it's like a story about independence. Like, they need each other, but they're all too codependent.
Oh,
they're all,
I see what
like,
you're
the
saying.
Last action scene, all the eggs have to split up. You know, and they're all like, you know, ones, and then you do like a whole mouse trap contraption. You know, it's like a shitty DreamWorks movie. It's just like one of them is rolling down a staircase. The other one's like, oh no, he got thrown down the sink,
okay,
and now he's going through the pipeworks.
Okay, one. I'm up for a challenge. Our main character is five codependent people.
Yes. And they lost their sixth one.
And they lost their sixth codependent person, and they're looking to find
who
them.
Has no face. It's just
who has
egg
no
yolk.
Face and is a gaping brain wound.
Oh, so weird, dude. It's just the It's throwing me so off. Like, how do they pick the one that has to get cracked?
We just,
you know what I mean? Because all six of them come intact, and they're like, "Listen, we're gonna draw straws, and one of us needs to throw ourselves at a rock because this we don't put the cute in execute."
I think that's more just an artistic choice to show you that they can be broken, and they always choose one to be broken.
And it's also saying that as they crack, they're more likely to evolve. Yeah.
Whoa.
You know, that's like, it's like,
where did that happen?
This is good. This is good. Because
one of them cracked and was like, "Oh my God, what's wrong with me?" and ran away.
Or,
it doesn't realize that it's evolving. Mm. And if he evolves without reuniting with his family, they'll die.
Is it run away, or he was feeling his first taste of independence because he's growing and becoming a little mature more than they are? And he was like, "Hey guys, I know you all want to go see the Ball Cop, but I want to go see The Irishman." And they're like, "Well, six of us always do everything together.
Me, an intellectual, wants to see the Joker movie."
And they're like, "No, we all stick together. That's how we work. We're six eggs as one creature." He's like, "I'm gonna be back in 3, 4, 5 hours, however long that fucking movie is. I'll be back." And then he goes off, and because he's separated from them, he gets caught. They're all like, "See what happens when you split. See what happens when you separate from the herd, but we're still going to go save our brother." But they're going to learn that, again, like, they also need to grow up too. So, like, you know.
They need to celebrate his differences.
They need to celebrate his difference, and then you crack their own heads open.
And you do the joyous climactic moment is this horrifying body morphing thing where all of them explode.
And the gecko's like, "Whoa."
And turn into one tree with three heads.
And the gecko's like,
"Which three am I speaking to?"
"We are not three. We are one and all."
Oh, this is good. You do the gecko. Oh, shit, guys. This is a good-ass weird fever dream of a movie. Because you do the gecko's living there. They should start in, like, the big city. And the gecko, one of his movies he has is Overgrown. They're like, you do a little environmental message, which is pretty good for these sort of things. And you do, like, he lives in the big city, right?
Gets the rubes in the tent.
He lives in the big city. He doesn't have a home anymore. There's no grass or trees anywhere. What happens at the end when there's six trees grow? He's found a home. He lives in the shade of his six friends.
Okay, so he's
his six friends with three faces. He has 18 friends he can talk to. That's the power move at the end of the movie. It's 18 actors and actresses show up to play all the different
faces. They do that thing where it's like the people in the movie, and everyone has like the Oscar nominated, Oscar award winning, and it's just an entire black screen of names.
Or they're all Eddie Murphy, and it's like that trailer for The Clumps where it's like Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy.
That's definitely less impressive when it's like a voice actor, when it's just a voice. They're like, "Yeah, Eddie Murphy did all the voices." Not really impressive, just got shitty, I guess. They didn't hire anybody else.
Okay, are they trying to save money, or I don't get it?
Okay, so, all right, so...
Cool Gecko's looking for a home, and he's given up. Now he just smokes,
Kush.
He just smokes.
He gets high on fever dreams.
Yeah, he gets high on psychedelic Pokemon.
You know what he could do? Smoke. And you're like, "Oh, he's just a stoner. He's getting the munchies, and he's getting like a fucking big old Big Mac meal and the chicken nuggets." And then you're like, "What's he doing?" He's like, "No, what he's doing is he's feeding it to whatever your Pokemon was, Matt, so that he has weird, funky, fast food fever dreams, baby."
Oh, you can do a little bit like what's her name in Toy Story 2 thing with him. Like, it's like, how did he get here? It's like he was taken from his home by a Pokemon master.
The lizard. Okay.
And fought in a gym and lost. And the guy left, like, in anger, left him in the city. So he feels so betrayed and meaningless, and he's like, "Of course, like, he left his home, and now he's stuck here, and he feels like he's a loser." And
now
like,
I just follow the
guy.
Dreams of other Pokemon.
Yes, exactly. He's got nothing. Yes, his drug is the dreams of others because he has
them
left.
Oh! Hear me out. Mm-hmm. Hear me out. He's a gambler at the Pokemon Stadium.
Okay,
and his secret edge is the Dream Tapir. Who's his partner in crime?
That's good.
And he's like, I don't know how the dreams tell him. Like, well, he knows like who's dreaming about what.
Yeah.
He knows everyone's mental state going in. It's like, this kid from whatchamacallit city will never make the spread. Bet against him. You
so
know what I mean?
Something we haven't talked about yet, and it seems like a speed bump. Pokemon can only say their name, right?
No.
Detective Pikachu.
But Detective Pikachu...
Hold on, spoilers,
we won't spoil it. I got yelled at the live show when I spoiled Detective Pikachu. But yes, Detective Pikachu can talk because he's not a normal Pokemon.
Yeah.
Normal Pokemon can only say their name.
Okay, here we go. Typically, Pokemon will have a cry that is identical to their own species name. Despite apparently speaking only their own species name, Pokemon seem to be able to communicate with each other without issue.
No, we do a like in Hunt for Red October. when it zooms in, like it zooms in on him going executor, and then all of a sudden he's speaking flawless English.
Execute. Will you help us find my brother? Yeah. Okay.
All right. There we go. That's one crisis
problem
averted.
Solved.
Okay.
All right. I think we got ourselves a movie
and
here,
we're
folks.
We're like 90% there.
We got ourselves a real barn burner.
Okay. Look.
Flick.
All right. I don't quite know what Masharna. We need to talk about Masharna. Like what?
Yeah.
Does
what's
this
their
dream,
thing? Yeah. The gecko who got abandoned and then has become a gambler, has eked out a living by betting on the fights in this gym.
Yeah, he's kind of like a Jude Law. He's kind of like a Jiminy Cricket. He's kind of like a Jude Law in AI. Like he's kind of like he's kind of down on his luck, and he's like he's found something to live through with this other person. He's going to find
his
own kind of
hard living Trico.
Yeah, who's given up on everything because he was abandoned here after he didn't win a tournament, and he's like
he's never afraid to back down.
Yeah, he doesn't know where his home is.
But that front is just a mask for his insecurity of being abandoned.
And that's why even though he acts like he doesn't give a shit, the reason he helps these people because he understands because they want the same thing, which is like they're trying to rebuild again to them. Home is the six of them. That would be the thing. They kind of would be like, you don't understand, we don't have like we journey around the world, but as long as all of us are together, there's always a home to come back to. He's like, that's stupid, but sure, I'll help because he feels it. He agrees. He's always like,
but what's his angle?
His angle is he wants.
He also wants to belong somewhere.
Yeah,
he sees this group of psychic Pokemon looking for their broken egg friend, and he's like, I wish I had someone to look
and
forward to.
And they think he's cool.
And they think he's cool.
He's a loser to everybody, and then these five naive little eggs in the big city like need him, and he can't, and it makes him feel good, and then he can't help but get caught along with it at first. Like first he's like, hey, I'll show you the cool drugs to have, and here's gambling and stuff, and then
all right. Well, talk me through our Pokemon, our eggs. So we've got the eggs.
Yes.
And for all intents and purposes, we're going to treat them as one character.
Yes.
With five wacky personalities.
Yes.
And so what is their deal at the beginning? Are they owned by a Pokemaster? Were they grown in a lab?
I think they're wild, man. Their existential crisis is that one of them is gone. Like they've
but where
lived
did they, okay, but wait, okay, but what, I'm like,
where
I'm,
do they come from?
Where does the story take place at the beginning, at the very least, right? Like, do they get separated from their brother? Are they just rumping through the field, the fins and spinnies? Are they?
They start. Okay, I'll tell you where they start.
If it helps, an execute appeared in the March of the Executor Squad under the ownership of Melvin.
Melvin.
I want to know more about Melvin.
Execute is the Route 23 zone by the highway.
Okay, so yeah.
Okay, guys, not to derail everything I just said, but Google Melvin Pokemon and tell me this fucking guy is not in this movie.
Melvin, or
McGee in the Japanese translation, is the character of the day who appeared in the March of the Executor Squad. He's a struggling magician who always had bad luck. Sounds like one Frederick Wong to me.
Bad luck. How dare you?
Wait, what happens to him?
I don't know. I just thought he looked funny.
When Ash was questioning Melvin about what good his execute was, they use hypnosis on him, putting him under Melvin's control. Oh, it sounds like there are bad guys here.
Okay, so yes, you were saying. So where do they live? Where are they?
I would do that. They live on Route 20. That is because in Pokemon, there's cities and there's routes in between them.
Okay,
and the routes are these nature walks that you catch Pokemon. So it's like the nature. They're in a wooded wilderness, and then
eggs in the wild.
Yes, and then a purse, and then they're having their little what's their status quo. They're all going to go see the new movie, but one of them wants to go see Irishman or Joker or whatever it is the point.
Okay,
and one of them gets separated by a Pokemon catcher.
All right.
And they chase him down and they end up lost in the big city.
Okay, so a Pokemon guy
throws a Pokeball at one of them and cracks his head open. He's like, ah, fuck! And they're like, and it captures just him. And they're just like, our friend who's gonna die! And then the Pokemon trainer's like, got another one. This one will make a great omelet. And then he's like, gone. And then he's like, fucking done.
Yes.
And then they're like, we have to get our friend.
Yes.
Will, if we were walking to coffee and some van pulled up and a dude just like punched you in the head and threw you in the van, we'd come after you, Will. Yep. How is this not enough?
Yeah.
They're best of friends. It's everything.
Guys, I just want you to know if that happened to us, I would come after you as well.
Oh, thank you.
I'd call the cops.
You'll probably call the police. Okay, so, all right. So we're with the executor. In just like hanging
bliss,
out,
bliss,
in blissful codependence.
Yeah.
Codependence.
And we see how they talk to each other and they finish each other's sentences and they all are like all right. Great and they're spinning
we
around
love
each other like
being
eggs.
A hive consciousness. All right. And they're along the Route 12, Route 22, and it's just like a grassland.
And the eggs are Amy, Tina, Kevin, Brad, and Kate.
Okay. Which
Amy Poehler, Tina Faye, Kevin Hart, Brad Pitt. You know, gotta get him in there. And then Kate McKinnon.
That sex appeal of and the Kate egg McKinnon, voiced by Brad Pitt.
And then Kate McKinnon. And then the egg that is captured is, of course, John Mulaney. Feels like a good, like, oh, like I'm caught. I got no head or face. I'm a yolk. We'll let him do his own lines. He's funny. That's why we hired him in the first place. You don't even have to write the dialogue. You just get these six people in there and say, be an egg. God, movies are easy. We should do animated movies. Okay.
Season 2 was Free Jazz. Season 3 was Heaven High. Season 4 is we just try about 50% as hard. Okay. All right. Shut up.
No, this is a good start.
Yeah, all right. Yes. Okay. So they're living in. All right. So, yes. And then, so is there like, do they fight each other? Okay. All right. Here's a question.
Pokemon don't fight each other in the wild.
No, okay. So, but here's my question. The John Mulaney egg.
Okay.
Does he.
Mulaney.
Does Mulaney. God damn.
John Mulaney.
Does John Mulaney, like, does he break his head before the Pokemon? A real sentence said for the first time, you're a witness of the morning. Does John Mulaney break his yolk head before the Pokemon Master attacks them or after?
Before, because this is the status quo of the movie. You start with John Mulaney is being moody. He's like, we always do everything together, and I always get outvoted. Five of you want to go tumbling down the mountain. Look what happened to me. So that shows like what he's annoyed at. Like he wants to split up. Like, what do you mean? This is how we do things. We all do everything together. And he's showing his independence. He's annoyed at them. He wants to do something. So you kind of see his family squabble in the beginning, and it's this egg that wants to split his way. And then so far he has the lesson where he's got a crack on his head because he did what everybody else wanted to. So he's like, I'm gonna go do what I want.
Yes, it answers. The parable is, if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you too?
Yes. And, right? and with the executes, they do, because they're all one consciousness.
But the last one in line is like, I don't know about this. Like, come on, we all got to do things together. Yeah. We're a collective consciousness. Yeah. And then he jumps off the cliff too.
Yeah.
And he does something, and there was clearly only enough room on there for five eggs, and then he tried to jump on two, and then he fell off.
Yes, and then he's like, now let's do my thing. They're like, no, we don't want to do it. And he's like, what? He's what like, look, we all got to create.
He goes straight up and he says, what the fuck, guys?
And he goes,
and
fine.
Like, whoa, you use the F-bomb. That's not cool.
We don't use the F-bomb. And then, he's
like,
just like,
we don't like it.
Guys, how about you just go do your thing, I'll go do my thing. And they all just like freeze. They go, what? Like, you're going to do something without us. No, that's not how it works. We're six. We got to do everything together.
Does he maybe you do this. Okay, so I'm trying to think of what these eggs are doing that there can only be room for five of them. He tries to do it too and hurts himself, right? Yes. And now he's like, you know, he doesn't have a face anymore.
Oh, they're playing
anymore.
Basketball. And they're like, you can be the basketball.
It's only 5-on-5, but there's six of us. I guess you're going to have to be the basketball.
It's dribble with
one dribble and cracks. Like, ah, fuck! What have you done? You've hurt Eggsy.
That's very good.
My brain is coming out.
And then the other group of five are like, okay, we're not going to play anymore.
So they're all having fun playing soccer together.
Yeah,
and then
5v5
the ball
against,
bounces away. They're playing poker soccer.
A bunch of like Growlithe or whatever the fuck you do.
Yes.
What's the most athletic looking Pokemon?
Or they're just playing 3-on-3. And then they need someone to be the ball.
Well,
Will, your math is... I understand that it's going to tip them up. They're like, it's either we stop playing basketball, or we play us.
What I said was perfect and beautiful.
I'm on five. They all have to play together. And he's like, well, no, I can go do my thing separately. He's like, no, we got to do it together. He plays the ball. He gets his A crack. He gets his head cracked. He's annoyed at his family. And then he sneaks away to go do something on his own.
Okay, yes. And then while he's on his own, he gets captured by a Pokemon.
Yes.
By a Pokemaster.
Yes.
A really mysterious, dumb one. Yes.
Who just started. He just started. His mom just sent him away after getting a starter Pokemon. He's like, wow,
dude,
these are rare. It's like,
I have the thing for the Treecko. Because you need the classic. He's like a Jack Sparrow type.
His name is Chico.
He's got Chico the Treecko. He's got an ace up his sleeve. What you do is you find out Treecko, like, he wants to reunite with his Pokemaster, right? Because he's like, I want another shot. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
He realizes the Pokemon guy who kidnapped their buddy is...
Oh,
the
that's
same
why he
guy
goes
that,
along with them.
That cast him out, like God casting Lucifer out of heaven, right? And so he's like, if I bring my master the other five, he'll be able to evolve them into a super cool one, and then he'll take me back.
Like, explain what happened to your brother, John Maligny, and they're like, well, this kid...
With a backwards cap.
This kid with a backwards cap that said female body inspector, FBI on it. He's like, wait, what? He's like, oh, weird. I've never heard of that before. Maybe I'll come along with you guys. And then it's like he's going back to,
that's a secret.
They clearly, and then he realizes that's just a hilarious shirt and everybody wears them. So he's just wrong
So this movie fucking slaps, guys. We got a stew going. That was like a fucking, like, you know, you can spend months trying to come up with, like,
the kind of chemistry that can only be generated randomly on the internet.
The kind of plot hook you get of Trico trying to bring them back for the, it's just all right there, right? Yep. It's all about community. It's all about family, right?
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. Do you think porn ads in the Pokemon world are like hot single moms in your area? These babes just sent their kids away and are looking for love. Like, that's got to be it. It's just got to be MILF Central in there. Is there a city in Pokemon?
There's so many hot single moms in this world.
And I'm just like, why
wait?
These ladies are childless and ready to mingle. It's like, ooh, right in my city.
There's a politician who's like, our moms in this world, do you stop sending away their kids once they're 10 years old?
Once they get thirsty.
There's parentless children everywhere.
These thirsty moms are casting aside their children.
Are there any dads in Pokemon?
All right.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever played one where there's a dad.
Or like it's your starter dad.
You don't choose your mom. Here are three parents.
Okay. Well, a moment of pause while Matt Googles if dads exist in Pokemon.
You have no father. Your best friend is an orphan. The children are going on a journey around the world. It's like, why do you never see a dad in Pokemon? Well, no one knows for sure. There are a few theories, including my personal favorite. I guess some people say they all the men died in a great war. It's post-war Japan. That's freaking a dark version of that.
Wait, are there no dads anywhere in the world? You must run into someone who has a kid.
You do meet parents, but it's just your character never has a dad.
It's just because this is all Professor Oak's scheme to like make himself look like to pick up single moms.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
Pokemon is just the ultimate $5 go see a movie.
Yeah, have you never heard this theory?
No, this is a thing.
Yeah, Professor Oak's like, yeah, get out of here, kid. I mean, go around the world. You need to bring me all 150. That'll keep him long enough for me to bone down on his hot mom.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that theory?
No, that's very good.
Okay,
makes sense.
Back to our weird movie. All right, so here's what I'm going to say. So act one is the blissful codependent ex.
Yes.
Playing basketball. And John Maligny wants to read Kierkegaard.
Yes.
And he's like, we can all take turns having a philosophical conversation about Kierkegaard. We should figure out what John Maligny wants to do, what he wants to play, what his different slightly skewed take on the world is.
He wants to play American football. But they're like, we can't do it. We're eggs. It's going to cause us to crack and evolve too early. And it's like, no, I want to throw the pigskin around and get touchdowns.
All right, so the eggs are hanging out. They're having a good time, and then they need John Maligny to be the ball for their highlight game against the downtown Psyducks. And then he gets his head busted open, and he's mad, and he's like, "All right, I did your stupid thing. Can we do my thing now?" And they're like, "Actually, we're going to go to the game after party with the Psyducks." And he's mad, and he goes to He goes to read Kierkegaard by himself in the woods. It's not Kierkegaard. I'm throwing that in as a placeholder right now. And then, yes, he gets nabbed by this Pokemon boy. Right?
Cool.
And
yeah. Rad, dude.
This is the hint. You do our Pokemon kid has like a special type Pokemon that he fights that captures him, right? Because you faint, right? You get attacked.
Yes.
So, and then he gets nabbed and absconded, right? And now the other eggs wake up after their bender with the Psyducks or whatever. Now we're in Act Two and they're like, oh shit, where is our egg buddy?
Everyone in various states of undress.
Where's John? Of disheveledness, John Maligny's gone. Where did he go? And then, like, they can feel their power waning or something like that. Or it's like, oh no, we're going to evolve and he's not going to be there and he's not going to be part of our thing. They regret that he's gone. They realize he's been captured. And now,
I don't think they need something. I don't think they need something beyond trying to get him back.
Okay, sure. Fair enough. Yeah. Yes, true enough. Okay. So, yes, now they want to get him back. So they need to get to the big city, right? Mm-hmm. And to save their buddy. Mm-hmm. And then you do, like, the I don't know if they're in like a village of other egg clusters or something like that, but they're like, you should go talk to that weird lizard who lives on the outskirts of the city. He knows his way around.
Yeah, they venture out into the city and they're looking and they get lost and they're getting, you know, tossed around and cars are coming by and almost running over them and they end up in some gutter or whatever and they're like, hey kids, what's going on? And it's like the cool.
Oh, and they're about cool to get catcher. Jumped by some
and
other
they,
Pokemon.
They use him. It should be that he's been like cut off from sniffing Musharna's head or whatever. They like, they know they see him coming around from a mile away to the RV park or wherever she lives and he's like, hey kids, I need to, hey, you want, I can help you find your Pokemon, but he's just using them.
He's like, I need you to fill this jar up with that.
Well, no,
juice.
But he's not a Musharna addict, remember? He's trying to get back in the good graces of his Pokemon.
He starts not caring. He's not actively, he is a guy down, is like, and then they, when they tell him that there's a Pokemon, that's there's a master that stole their kid, he snaps into focus, like, wait, what? And then he decides to go with him. I think he is currently...
Oh, he's a layabout he's in a layabout, sort of
yeah,
dream
he was abandoned.
Opium den of Musharna,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Yes, he's abandoned and sad and lonely with nothing to live for.
I would actually say this. Rather mm-hmm. than use Musharna as a sort of, like, numbing, you know, yeah. sort of thing, I would do the first part of their journey is to go find Musharna, mm-hmm. right? And they have to go find Musharna and, like, you know,
oh,
see
fun.
The dreams of the person that they capture to figure out where they are.
Okay, that's
right, like
good.
That's a nice, fun journey for the third act.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
okay,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In which case, yes, he's, you know, like in a polka bar or something.
Yes, yes. Or and he does something. He would do, you know, their first fun adventure is they he manipulates them to do something illegal or whatever, and they get chased out of the city. And then, you know, he overhears, like during that adventure, he hears about their the person who stole their eggs. And he's like, I want to come with you. And mm-hmm. they're like, oh, you're bad news, buddy. He's like, please let me help or whatever. I know where you need to go next if you'll take me with you.
Okay, so maybe you do that they have to go. And do you have they have to enter a Pokemon tournament together? Like, and he becomes their trainer, but, like, he's got some zany way of
pretending that
he's a person.
Oh, that should be what Musharna tells, explain. That should be, the first quest is to Musharna, who then sends, you need to go to the...
Well, Musharna just shows them the dreams, right?
Yes.
So they see the dream of the guy entering a tournament.
Yes.
They're like, oh, no, he'll be destroyed in this tournament. We have
yes.
to go fight. We have to go find him, right?
Yes.
And in order to get into the tournament, they have to pose as, like, a Pokemon trainer. Or they have to find a goofball Pokemon kid. And that could be your other heat.
I feel like they shouldn't join the Pokemon tournament.
Okay.
I feel like the fun of it would be like them on the outskirts, like kind of like a gladiator. Like
yeah,
trying
I don't like having too many humans.
Yeah,
honestly,
yes.
because I think like every Pokemon movie feels like it needs to be like, oh, and here's the trainer, and here's the guy who's going to be the trainer or whatever. I want to be in the world of like I want humans
so
to be like
Ground's Eye perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
movie.
Yeah. I think it's cool because I don't think we've seen that in the Pokemon thing.
Okay.
So they get the dreams, they figure out and they get a lead from the dreams, and they're like, ah, there he's going to.
Yes, Act Three, they go see Musharna, they see the dream, and they're like, our Pokemon brother
city. And then she goes like, you're not the one, and he's like, you're not ready. yet. And they're like, really? I knew it. And they're like, maybe you're waiting for something. Next life, maybe.
Look, the fun of it is they feel lost without being all six of them. They're like, we can't do anything. Like, they run after the car, you know, run after the kid to get to the city, and they're lost. And then they have this little adventure with this gecko. And then he's like, we need to go somewhere. And where he's venturing, it's like going to Mordor. It's like, we got to go through Route 7, 8, 9, and, you know, go up the mountain to go to Musharna, and they'll help you. And it's like, well, we're just five of us. We can't do any of this. And it's like, don't you want to save, you know, John Mulaney? And it's like, we got to do it for him or whatever. And like, yes, there's an adventure along the way.
It feels like,
all right,
I'm going to throw something at you.
Yes.
It feels like, rather than do they team up with the Jack Sparrow guy, it feels like a Pee-wee's Big Adventure type structure. Where you would do, they live in the grasslands, right? And John Mulaney's whole thing was that he always wanted to go see the big city. And they always wanted to just stay where they were. Like, what do you want? We have the six of us. What do we need anything else for? We can play pretend. We can, you know, imagine anything we want.
We have this tree.
The tree is nice. What do we need to go for? And John Mulaney always wanted to go see the big city. And then he broke his head. And so then he went off by himself and he got captured, right?
Yes.
So now they have to venture to go see the big city or something like that, you know? And then you could do, like, you have these little acts that are, like, them playing off of, like, a different Pokemon. Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so the first time, yes, their first adventure in the big city. Yes, and yes, it's a little bit, it is very Odyssey-like then.
Yeah, it feels like a road movie is what you're talking about,
Their first adventure is the big city, and then they meet somebody with unscrupulous morals for the first time, and they get cheated by him. But, you know, at the end of the day, they say, hey, kids, sorry about what happened, but I got a tip for you. Go check out Musharna, like, up on the mountain, you know?
Yes, and then meet Musharna,
And then Musharna's like a hallucinogenic adventure
great.
Where they all like, learn what their true dreams are and all this stuff, and they, like, you know, it's like the,
Musharna being, what's interesting about Musharna is you have this nice window into that they can see their own dreams, but they can also see the dreams of John Malegny, right? So they really understand him and empathize with him. And you know, like, and each one of them has a secret thing they've been carrying around that they haven't been expressing because they've been wanting to sacrifice that for the group.
I feel like Masharna is like one of the last ones. It reminds me like in Almost Famous when there's like a plane, when they think the plane's crashing.
Yes.
It feels like that sort of moment where like it's exposed bare and they understand their buddy better. And then they themselves like have to admit that maybe they're not all the exactly the same person.
Okay, so it would be like this. It would be like end of act one, they're like, oh shit, our brother is missing, right? And then they go meet the egg elder in the egg village, right? The egg elder clutch is like, you have lost one of your eggs. You are cast out of the tribe until you find him again, right? And they're like, go seek Musharna. Musharna can point the way.
Guess you could do Musharna.
So they're like, because they don't know where the fuck the egg went, right? So then they've got to go find Musharna, and Musharna's going to show them where John Malegny went.
And you know what their next adventure is?
What?
Fucking Steven the Pokemon, or whatever his name is.
Steven the Pokemon?
Who's the guy you made us look up? The magician?
Oh, Melvin!
He captures them just like Pinocchio, which is an Odyssey story, because he wants them to, because they know hypnosis. So you get this wandering magician who's like, oh, you guys look going up to the mountain? I'll take you there. Surprise, he's not going to take them there, puts them in a cage, uses them to hypnotize poor people.
Oh,
in
I love that.
That's your
and
next little adventure.
Okay, yes. They get captured by a guy who runs a Pokemon circus. That's very good, because then you have other weird Pokemon that are the freaks of the Pokemon world.
Oh, they should
find... You know what I mean?
Because
it's all these fucked up Pokemon, right? Because he's like, see, the five egged executor, like, ooh, it's crazy, you know?
Yes.
And then, they're like, see this fucking sentient ice cream cone, right? Like, they should team up with this. And then they team up with one of them. They have to team up with all of the Pokemon at the Pokemon Circus to escape.
Yes.
And then they learn about how each, and then from
there. Only they escape, but all the Pokemon help them escape. Like, all the other.
Why can't they all escape?
Well, no, it'd be like a beautiful, like, again, like, it's because they're not going to go on the journey with them. It's
well,
like,
so
it's
what?
Moment, but they see people do, they see.
They have this in the new Finding Nemo. Right?
Yeah, it's like a selfless moment. I feel like these are adults who have you know, more like grounded worldview. Like, kids, you should have never gotten here in the first place. And it's like...
Here's what I would say. Yeah. Regardless of whether they escape or not, what you would do is what they learn from the circus is that each one of these Pokemon that they work with, the ice cream cone and the, you know,
the ice cream cone's like, they buy me and eat me every night.
the two-tailed Pikachu or whatever, would do that they learn that all of these individuals have a special thing that comes together to make the group even better, right?
Yes.
So, like, yes, that would be essentially what they learn from that, right?
Yes.
And so, yes, they bust out of there, right? And then you would do, now they have their trial of going up some mountain to meet Musharna. Where does Musharna live?
I don't know. You probably, for that one, you probably do something simple where it's like they should meet a natural predator. You should have, like, just, like, a really scary sequence where they're climbing up this mountain with, like, rain.
Check this out.
If there are a bunch of eggs, them climbing up a rocky mountain is already pretty scary, man.
Yeah, but then there's like, you know, there's like a raptor who eats eggs that's like running around the mountain trying to eat them and shit.
Check this out from the Sword Pokédex.
Okay.
When dark mists emanate from its body, don't go too near. If you do, your nightmares will become reality.
Oh, they go up Nightmare Mountain.
Oh, because they find out that Musharna is sad, right?
Yes.
And then they have to heal the Musharna, but they have to face their fears. Right? And like then they're challenged by six nightmare Pokemon or something like that. Do you know what I mean? That represent each one of their shadow selves or their greatest fears, right?
One's a Pokemon that looks like a pan, another Pokemon that looks like a blender.
That's pretty good. So they go up this Nightmare Mountain. Maybe it's like...
Oh, yes. Here's what you do. They're going up the mountain to see Musharna, right? But then, yes, there's a horrible storm. They all get separated, right? And then we follow them as they face their nightmares manifest, and they reunite at the top of the mountain.
Yes.
And then Musharna shows them the way to their Pokey brother, right?
Yes.
They've learned a little bit about being separated.
No, but you need like this. Like, what's like
what's that oh shit twist? It feels like maybe them getting separated is the oh shit twist, but then like...
I'm trying to think if there's something you can do with... I was trying to think of, like, maybe Musharna. Like, why is Musharna sad? Is there, like, Musharna's, like, kid or mate is captured by... Is one of the circus animals and they don't know? Like, is, you know, like... Don't, like, do they... Again, the one reason you could do that, they don't escape... That not everybody escapes is, again, maybe some of the eggs are like, hey, I don't know if we should have left them there. It's like, hey, they helped us. Like, you know, we got to go find our brother. And they leave the circus Pokemon there. And then, like, maybe they, like, do something selfless and they, like, decide to go back to...
I don't want them to go back.
Yeah, I know. You want to
keep here's the thing. I can say. You could do that they... What if it's like a fake out and you do that? They're on their way to see Musharna and they make it through a storm, but then they find their brother, but he's dead.
Whoa!
Oh, but that's the thing.
But that's the nightmare. That's the thing they're super scared
Dude,
of.
Dude, I got scared. I was like, where's Will going? I don't like this. I was like, he's dead. Oh, shit. You tricked me. Okay,
or something
yeah.
like that. But then you would know, do that. They're like all, and then they all turn on each other. Like, this is your fault. We didn't, you know, like, I, you know, like, and then they all scatter to the winds. But then they all realize that.
Yes, and then what you do is, but they all, the one thing they did see is they did see their John McLeagney's dream, which was to like maybe see like the eastern coast or something, like a shore, mm-hmm. and that could also coincide with where the final Pokemon gym is. Mm-hmm. Like he always wanted to see the ocean, mm-hmm. and so they saw that in the dream, and they all get mad at each other, but then they all, like, I don't know how quite who teaches them the lesson, maybe Gecko Man comes back or something, but I think they're like, hey, whether or not we lost him, like, all he wanted to do was have an adventure and see the ocean, and we did that. Like, we had an adventure too. Like, maybe we should go finish, like, maybe we should go, like, to the ocean or whatever it is. Like, they come together and then, like,
it's a bit of a bummer.
Well, but maybe then, him being dead's too much of a bummer.
Oh no, but then they see, then they see big posters for hot new trainer, you know,
discovers previously unheard of Pokemon,
runs this wild team of a Pikachu and what's this, a single execute, weird, and they're like, oh shit, our brother's still alive, it was just a nightmare instead or whatever. I guess it's weird for them to think he's dead for that long.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare, and they realize that he's alive, but they in seeing that nightmare, they see that, oh my gosh, this is what we're afraid of, this is what he wanted to get away from.
It feels like kind of like a bit of a weak nightmare that it's like, just he's dead. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I like that. I like
this. What if it turns out and it's a bunch of hotter eggs? And he's like, I'm with these cool eggs.
I found a new family.
That's actually probably more terrifying for them.
I like going up Nightmare Mountain as your fourth, and like that, like some sort of dark thing happening on Nightmare Mountain being your fourth act, essentially, right?
You know what it is? I feel like maybe they all realize that they were like, and then they begin to appreciate that, like, their fear is being alone. Like,
yes.
And I think that is like, and again, it's like, okay, it's not about being together all the time. It's the, what makes them so powerful is that when times are tough, they're always together. Like, they can always come together and be together when it's important, but it doesn't mean they literally have to do everything together and can't have possibly have anything separate or whatever.
So do you do that? Like, your crisis is they wind up alone. Like, they go up Nightmare Mountain and then this crazy nightmare storm hits and then they all get separated. And like, that's like, I mean, that seems like a trial,
guess,
to get through.
Okay, if you're going to do like the,
or just look, just being organic about it. Being organic about it. Maybe there's just something.
Being organic about it would be they get to their brother and their brother's like, I'm not coming back. Like, that'd be, they get what they want, they find him, and then he's like, you don't understand, like, yeah, I was caught, but, like, this has been a wild adventure, it's been amazing. They're like, what do you mean it's been terrifying? We've been doing this and this. Mm-hmm. They're like, look, you saw it, you got all the way here with just the five of you, so you don't need me, and I'm happy here. And then it's like, oh, no, like, again, they both they have this, like, fight or whatever, and then it's like, what's going to happen now? But, like, he doesn't know his master plan to win the competition is to
sacrifice
him or something.
Okay, yes. Very good, very good. Okay, then here's what I do. I don't think the midpoint is, okay, so yes, you're sort of like Road of Trials is the circus. Then they go up Musharna, they go up the mountain, they go through the nightmare of being alone, right?
Yes.
And each one of them is able to face their deepest, darkest fears, you know, whether that's a fear of heights or, you know, like, you know, the whatever, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Egg stuff. What are eggs for? A big frying pan, whatever. So
it's fears.
They all
eggs
conquer their fears alone, and then
spheres.
You know, they discover their uniqueness, but then they come together on Musharna Mountain.
Yeah.
Musharna shows them where the sun, where he is, right?
Yes.
They're like, oh my god, he's at the, they see his dreams, and they see that he's at this Pokemon thing,
yes,
right? At this tournament. And then they, here's what you do. Okay, go ahead.
They save him. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. They saw his dream. Which was just do it. Like, his dream was like, he always wanted to like be a Pokemon, like be in Pokemon fights.
He wanted to go to Pokemon Stadium to see a match or something.
So that's what they saw. And then they go there and they save him. Like, he's there, but they just robbed him from his dream. Like, they wake up. It's kind of like he wakes up and they're like, we got you. And they're like dragging his cage out of there. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, we just saved you. He's like, you idiot, you ruined everything. Now I'm not going to go see the stadium. Like, didn't you see my dream? My dream was to go in there. And the only thing you got from that was, here I am trying to take me away. And
yes,
then they have the big, and then he walks away from them, be like, you know, don't follow me. I'm going back there. Like, all I ever want to do is this, and you don't have, and if you don't want to, that's fine. But like, again, they were selfish. They saw his dream and they didn't even think about it.
They saw it, but they didn't understand.
They didn't understand it.
And then you do, they're like, oh shit, we've lost him forever. And then they're like, oh, and they're like, maybe we should just let him go. And they're like, oh no, he's going to get killed because the guy wants to sacrifice him in this,
yes,
you know, this match. And they're like, we need to join the fight with him.
They all decide, of them, probably like maybe Tina Egg or whatever her name is, shows up and it's like, you know what, before we leave, we should at least watch his game.
No. Hear me out. They realize that he's about to get stabbed.
They see the plan.
Yeah, I was gonna say when they go there, like they do something they want.
That's too much of an emotional turn already. Uh-huh. He's like, I never want to see you again, right? And he leaves, and they're devastated, and they're all sad, and then they realize because they hear from the drunk gecko that you know that he's going down in the fifth because his master is going to destroy him.
Nobody can beat a Mewtwo, and they're like, huh? Little do you know, Mewtwo's when they see the yolk of execute, they go mad.
They eat it.
They eat it and they go mad.
Yes, and they're like poisoned them, and they're weak for the rest of the round, right? Yeah. So then they realize, we got to save our brother, and then they have to come together to support his dream.
Yes.
And then you do that classic moment where he's in the Pokemon Stadium at the end, and he realizes that the Pokemaster that he's fighting for is betraying him, and he's like, oh no, I'm going to get eaten, and then...
All five of them come... tumbling in, and it's not just one executed in the match, now it's all six of them.
Yes, and then they kick its ass, and then they evolve into a beautiful tree.
That's great. With legs. And they walk away. They walk away.
And then they come back to their old village, and they're like, we're a fucking tree now, guys. And then they block...
Wait, are they one tree or are they six trees?
They're one tree.
Okay.
Where's the three of you? One's
when
left
you
leg.
Evolve into Executor, you don't get six Pokemon, Matt.
Five of them run away.
No. One of them becomes a left leg, the other one becomes a right leg, and the last one becomes the big old dangling.
We'll just say there's six faces.
That was like a perfect PG cut over the rude dude thing that you did, Matt.
The tree is like the home of like your Roomba. It's like all the coconuts or their eggs are up there, and they all like they can drop down and go do their own stuff, and they come back home for dinner, and they all hang out. I don't know how Pokemon's work.
I would say you could also do like your big use the force moment is that during the fight, like they all come together as X, but it's still not enough to be Mewtwo. And then they all like, you know, share their, you know, their true bonds and express the meaning of the movie.
And they evolve.
And they evolve mid fight.
Oh, that's
into
good. Whatever it's called.
The tree guy.
Tree egg.
And then they kick Mewtwo's ass.
Yes.
And then they go home and they provide shade for their village and they're happy because yes, they have a home together, but they can still go do individual stuff and read Kierkegaard in the sunlight.
Yes.
What's the movie called?
Pokemon, the first and only Pokemon movie.
An exciting adventure.
Excellent Pokemon Adventure. The Excellent Pokemon Adventure.
You gotta be yoking me.
Yes. Very good.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, the elevator pitch.
This week on Bullseye, Lin-Manuel Miranda on His Dark Materials, Hip Hop, and Life After Hamilton.
I know it's the first line of my obituary, so if that line is handled, then what else can I do with my time here?
It's Bullseye for MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Hey guys, it's me, Rad Every Team, here with my team of sick Pokemon. I guess I want to make a movie about my sick adventures. I used to have a gecko named Chico. He's a Greek Trico, but I hated him, and he sucked. I didn't want him anymore. Anyway, he's probably off farting around in the wilderness along...
Hold on one second, sorry. Pokemon Cities... Give me one second.
I left him on the side of the road on Celadon City, and I haven't seen him since. Anyway, there's a big tournament coming up in...
One second. Sorry, just give me one second here.
Kanto! It's the Kanto Regional Championships, and there's... Whoa! I got this little egg! This is going to be my secret to how to beat Mewtwo, because Ash Ketchum's going to be in this one. That's right, everyone's favorite... kid Ash Ketchum and his hot mom's probably gonna be watching there too. I'm gonna use my Mewtwo and beat Ash Ketchum, and then his mom will have to totally have the hots for me. And what's my secret? I got a 1 out of 6 executes. That's right. If you have 16.666% of an execute, you're able to feed it to a Mewtwo, and the Mewtwo goes crazy. So that's what I'm gonna do. Ash thinks he's got the trump card, but I got the egg right here. So we're gonna fight, and whoa, what's going on? There's a bunch of other eggs, and they're like bonding or something? This wasn't part of the plan. Hey, Chico's like flipping me off and like vaping from the sidelines or something. I never expected to see him again. He's screaming at me, and then they've evolved into a tree? Oh man, my Mewtwo can't be, oh no! Now I've embarrassed myself in front of Ash and his mom. Well, I guess it's back to the drawing board for me.
That's the Pokemon movie.
Will, do we have any fan art this week?
Jesus.
Oh my God.
All right.
That was like,
yeah,
that was a whole adventure.
Yeah, that was better than the movie.
Kid. I want to see this kid's movie.
Yeah, actually, I rethink the entire idea. That's the movie.
Right, every team needs to be at the beating heart of every movie we do from now on. We did get some fan stuff. Give me one second. I'm just digging it up.
I guess the lesson really here is support your friends when they want to do different things, but also you're also a family. But you gotta support your family members, even if they're weird and lame and wanna do lame stuff. Do their lame stuff every so often. A good lesson for Thanksgiving this year.
Way to stick the landing with Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Freddy.
Yeah, I brought it around, baby.
All right.
Do you think in the Pokemon universe, the president pardons two Pokemons? Do you think they eat Pokemon for Thanksgiving?
People don't know if people eat Pokemon, but like clearly.
We got a fan art, Will, or what?
Oh, man. Yes, in fact, we did. Thanks to Nikki at Penichillin on Twitter for sending us a fantastic McClunky poster in the style of the Groundhog Day poster. My favorite detail on this one, you can check it out on our social, is C-3PO Andy McDowell resting like her chin on her hand in the corner. It's very, very good. So thank you, Nikki.
That social media is at RJ Storybreak, that Facebook, bit.ly/Storybreak, FB, and that podcast network, MaximumFun.org. You know what? Do you see this? Maximum Fun just did their website redesign, and it looks rad.
It's looking pretty good.
It's SEO optimized. It works on mobile. It works on tablets. They did some real work on this. So head over to MaximumFun.org. Gawk at this really rad new website. Take a look at how great it presents everything. Take a look at how cool Story Break looks amongst all these other better podcasts.
Hey.
I don't know, I'm just saying, here's what I'll say. I'll say this. I'm not going to judge anybody, but I'm very proud of my entire life at least being on the tip of the bell curve. That's Story Break. MaximumFun.org. Thank you so much for having us on your podcast network. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
MaximumFun.org for all of your podcasting needs. It's Thanksgiving this week. So for those of you in America, have a good time. Try to avoid politics, I guess.
Yeah, if you're a fucking centrist. If you're afraid of taking
don't
a
microwave
side,
a frozen
this
turkey.
This is Will Campos. Alienate all of your loved ones with spicy political takes.
If you don't
want
to say something, just buy a shirt that says everything you want to say and wear it to Thanksgiving. That's and then when people ask about that shirt, just look at them and be like, you know what I mean. Pass the turkey. And that's it. That's all you need to do. And then you'll ruin Thanksgiving
Matt
with
Arnold's
a minimum
tips.
Number of words.
Matt Arnold's tips for surviving Thanksgiving. That's going to do it for us this week. We'll see you next week. My name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos.
My name is Matt Arnold. Let's
all
do
some crimes.
Hey, it's Jesse Thorne. We're very happy to announce that tickets for Max FunCon 2020 will go on sale Friday, November 29th at 11 a.m. Pacific. I also want to let you know, this coming year, Max FunCon 2020 will be our last Max FunCon for the foreseeable future. For 2020 and beyond, we're going to be looking for ways to connect with more of you in person and spread the spirit of Max Fun farther than it's ever gone before. In the meantime, if you want to join us at the last Max Fun Con in Lake Arrowhead, June 12th through the 14th, you can find details at max.